basically dealing with emergency powers. You know, we've seen coming through COVID that there's lots of good and bad things that have happened. And one thing we learned through that process is that we did need to make some modifications to our emergency powers legislation and how we react to these long-term emergency situations.
Senator Evan Vickers
and other Utah lawmakers spoke about Senate Bill 195 in a press conference on Wednesday. The bill is designed to update the governor's emergency powers, which lawmakers say are designed to address a short-term event like natural disasters, but not so much long-term events like a pandemic. Among other things, the bill requires the legislature to approve the extension of the state of emergency and requires a public hearing for those extensions.
Senator Luz
Escamilla says this is important to her because it will help better engage Utahns in legislative decisions.
At the end of the day, when a constituent is upset, they call their elected officials. They want to know, they want responses of why decisions are being made. And we need to make sure that we have that balance between that executive branch executing those powers that are given by the legislature. And if I'm accountable to my voters, I want to make sure I understand the process and I can engage in that conversation. Right now, there's very limited information because we are not being part of that process.
Vickerson says
he hopes the bill will allow for information to be better accessible to those who are in local government and the public. In the future, emergency committees will be set up, which will help local governments receive the information they need and the public to weigh in. Governor Spencer Cox says he doesn't know whether or not he will sign the bill yet and will decide when it's finalized. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eliza Hardy.